Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2763. Along with Steve the Throw Hill. The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And my cock. In the men's room. On tap today, Ryan Castle, the drunken charge, is into Sit and Spin Now. Today, 10 songs under the covers. The return of Ask the Men's Room. Get ready to play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click clack.
Drinking it drunk.
All right, here we go. A study says you want to grow your hair back, then order two large McDonald's fries. Meanwhile, that $560 million lottery winner says she made a huge mistake, but will still get her prize. CNN employee finds documents important to national security tucked in back of airplane seat. A woman and boyfriend have argument in car, so she jumps out going 60 down the street. And a bizarre case of adoption and incest in Virginia. Virginia. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, 24-year-old Adam Stelmach. He says, quote, he is embarrassed and regretful, but he says that getting arrested at the Phoenix Open for streaking naked, completely worth it. Sure, he got arrested, everything that goes along with it, but he says, look, long story short, I don't want to get arrested again, but man, oh man, it was worth it. Now we go to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. The Eagles win the Super Bowl over the New England Patriots. Naturally, the fans there celebrate. And fans always act like idiots when they're really, really happy. But one guy went above and beyond because to celebrate his team finally winning a Super Bowl, he ate a big old pile of horse poop. I'm not making this up. I don't know why he did it. But that's how he decided to celebrate the Eagles' victory over the Patriots. There's an English guy. In a span of 6 hours, he drank 25 energy drinks. What happened to him? Well, let's see here. He had a brain hemorrhage and he had three mini strokes, and now he thinks the energy drinks should be banned. Maybe you just shouldn't drink 25 in 6 hours. I'll leave that up to you. But the point of all these stories is simply this. A lot of times we consciously make stupid decisions. We intentionally just do something that we know might not be the best idea, but you know what? We're going to go ahead and do it anyway. We've all done it, and that's what today's question about. What did you do, and was it worth it?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, the show is and away we go. Welcome to show number 2763. What a large and charged program we have for
that
you today.
That is not true.
Drug and charge guaranteed future repeat. Guaranteed. Drug and Charge Ryan Castle will be in to Sin Spin today. 10 songs under the covers as Ryan brings in some interesting covers. Some that you may have heard before, others that you have not. Either way, it's a cover extravaganza on Sit and Spin. So a bunch of cool covers. A lot of them, I actually heard one he was playing in the office the other day. And if you do a cover right,
it seems like it's very much your own interpretation of said cover.
I think that's what you get a lot of bands that do cover. And look, I play in a cover band. We do the. Here's what we figured out about a cover band, right? And Ted, I think you'll attest to this. We're going to do the best we can to try to sound like what you know the song, but we're not good enough to do that. So what we call our own spin, honestly, is our lack of ability.
Sure.
Like, we go, oh, no, no, man, this is our own take on this tune.
Every once in a while,
we can't really
it's tougher for real bands. You got to be good at it.
You got to be good, man.
Every once in a while, you'll hear Johnny Cash is hurt, and the phone lines will blow up and go,
what in the hell is this crap?
Or
is
it the other way? It's Nine Inch Nails, isn't it? If we play Nine Inch Nails,
people go, hey, man. Yeah, we played Hurt from Nine Inch Nails. Keep in mind, Trent Reznor, which is Nine Inch Nails, he wrote the song. He released the song first. So Johnny Cash does his cover.
Brilliant cover.
It is a tremendous cover, right? You know, and it kind of gets everybody. So we play the Nine Inch Nails version, and I mean, it blew up like, who the F is this? They have no respect for Johnny Cash. F this.
Sure.
We're like, dude, Disturbed
had a lot of success with The Sound of Silence, one of the biggest selling singles in the rock genre over the years. So cover's coming up with The Drunk in Charge. We've got some new ones, too. Return of Ask the Men's Room on the way. And our question today, what did you do and was it worth it? If you are a white male, we referred to this as your hold my beer moment to see what you're going to pull off here. I have a feeling we're going to be getting a lot of white males on the phone today. But basically, it's just, what did you do? And in the end, was it worth it? Sometimes we'll look and see people who get in trouble with the law, and then the severity of their crime, we realize they got out on $600 bail.
It depends what you did. I mean,
sure.
Like, if you rob a bank and you get busted, you're like, look, it wasn't worth it. If you get naked and the cops have to chase you for 8 blocks, like, it's stupid. No matter what trouble you get in, it's not going to be the end of the world. Somehow, and so, like, it's worth it because you're going to tell the story later. Like, oh, look, man, 5 years ago, yeah, I got naked. I ran down the street. I was covered in baby oil. 15 cops had to take me down. I kept sliding. It was stupid. I went to jail. I did my time, right? But it was worth it.
Yep.
Absolutely worth it.
Well, there was a streaker at the Phoenix Open. And
the waste management.
The waste management Phoenix Open. And a little backstory that I can provide on the Phoenix Open. The Phoenix Open to Phoenix, and keep in mind that that area, Scottsdale, Glendale, Phoenix, their number one sport, without question, is golf, as far as recreational activities go. It doesn't mean that they don't root on the Cardinals or go to the Suns basketball games or the Diamondback baseball games. It's just as far as what people do, there's a ton of golf courses there.
Yeah, there's rich people.
And there's a lot of rich people who live there.
Rich people, the weather's not bad. I mean, it's hot, but the weather, it doesn't rain.
But when it comes to golf, there are more people than not that play golf in that area. Okay? So now when you think about the Kentucky Derby in Lexington, Kentucky, that is their big party every year. It's not that they don't run horses at Churchill Downs. They do. It's just this is the big race of the year. And with the Phoenix Open, unless Phoenix is a city is hosting the Super Bowl or even like the NBA All-Star Game, nothing compares to the Phoenix Open. And there's a couple reasons for this. The first few tournaments of the year in Hawaii, most people don't go to those tournaments.
Sure.
And you get your first real tournament here in the continental United States, or one of them, with the Phoenix Open, or at least back in the day you used to. And my uncle lived there. We have the same birthday.
Yeah, they play a couple beforehand, but nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And then you get to Phoenix. And Phoenix, where if you were to go to the Masters, or I've been to the U.S. Open, or one of these tournaments, it's a lot of people. It's not that they don't get excited. It's not that they don't applaud and scream and yell and be inappropriate sometimes. It's just a more of a tennis environment.
Sure.
You know, like,
polite clap.
I'm going to follow Phil today. Right. Not at the Phoenix Open. Phoenix Open is, we start drinking in the parking lot at 7 or 8 a.m. This is on a practice round day on a Monday or a Tuesday. There's going to be a band that plays that night. So they have a thing called the Bird's Nest. And every night they have a different, one night might be, if you're in the country, might be Brooks and Dunn.
All right.
The next night might be like Steve Miller or Earth, Wind, and Fire. Or like, it's a different genre every night, different band.
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis might play one
night.
Any
band that you might find in a casino,
you might
they're
going to
play the Phoenix
and
Open.
And they do this every night. And people get out there, and I mean, it is not, players talk to fans. Fans scream. They're all hammered. They're walking around without shirts on, which I don't know if you know anything about a golf course, but that's not typically how you roll.
No, that's generally
And it's all young kids, too, and it's older people, and this is how Phoenix throws down. And, I mean, it's insane. It makes you – if you did not like golf and you went to this event, you would be like, you know what? maybe I'll buy a set of clubs and go out and start.
Because you think, completely different.
Because you might think that's what golf is.
If that's what it's like.
It's not like that at all.
Right. They interviewed a golfer on SportsCenter, and he goes, it's like going to a football game on a Saturday afternoon.
It is tailgating. Yeah. It is a party. You expect people to talk in your backswing.
Sure. Well, look at the streaker.
Yeah.
He didn't even streak on the actual tournament runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He was streaking on Wednesday.
And it was packed.
Yeah.
And it was packed. The stands were packed. And although he says he's embarrassed and regretful, Adam Stalmach, the 24-year-old Goodyear man arrested for streaking on the 17th green, said it was worth it because he made people laugh. He was arrested after the incident. Spent 5 days in jail.
Damn.
Now faces $1,500 in fines. That's he also did a breakdancing move, or attempted to, like a...
I think leave him in there for 5 days for streaking.
For streaking.
That's a little much.
Yeah. He said, well, think about where he is. He's in Arizona. Arizona is not...
Yeah, they're a little different with that.
Their jail system is completely
different. You ain't
different
running naked!
They're basically running a profit business down there. So
they absolutely
you
are.
You get into jail, you know what I mean?
Right, like, the longer
like,
you are...
We're making money. It's like, you know...
It's like when you're... Your company pays you on a Saturday.
Sure.
Like, you can't get your money till Monday, but just know we collected interest.
It's like New Orleans, you know, travel and the entertainment industry and Mardi Gras, that generates money for them. People go there for that. They love the music. They love the food. They love the people. In Arizona, if you go
to jail,
you're going to go to jail because they need to make money. That's how they make money. You know, you end up being in jail. So 5 days, he said it sucked.
Damn.
Jail's not fun. It's not a good idea. People wanted to know what exactly was going through his mind when he took off his clothes and ran across the green. So Arizona's Family Magazine decided to find out. Me and my buddy were talking about somebody streaking throughout the day, and we figured, if you want something done right, do it yourself. As long as somebody laughed and I got a kick out of it, that's why I did it. He explained that he drank at least 8 beers an hour, a combination of that and some wine. That was before he stripped down to his now grass-stained socks and ran across the golf course, putting himself on full display in front of thousands of people. They actually set up temporary grandstands around the 17th and the 18th. 18th is more of a bowl area, so there's a natural place to sit. But on the 17th, they set up these grandstands, temporary, where you walk in, there are seats, there's all this stuff. I mean, he is in the middle of all this stuff. He explained that the alcohol definitely helped. I definitely wouldn't have done it if I was sober. He did grab his junk.
He doesn't have to say that.
Right. Nobody. People that are. We said this earlier. If you are running naked and you are not high and you are not drunk, then chances are you're under duress. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Something horrible has happened, and that's why you've made a conscious decision to soberly run naked in public. Something's chasing you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, we know you're drunk or high, man.
So $1,500 in fines. And not only that, Stalmach just found out he lost his job as a bartender at Valley Restaurants. So he did set up a GoFundMe account and hope the people will help him pay for his mistake. My last words before running out were, I just want to give the crowd something to cheer about. And this fund will go toward all the fines I have to pay. He wrote that on his GoFundMyself page there.
I mean, look, is that a fireable offense for your bartender? Like, would you ever walk into a bar and go, I can't drink here because that's the streaker?
I might have put his picture on the wall and have it framed.
I think I'd feel like
naked.
I'd be more apt if somebody said, we're choosing between two bars. Somebody goes, well, you know the bartender, here's the streaker from the Phoenix Open. I'd be like, well, let's go get a shot from him.
We're going there.
This is how far they go down there, all right? So he says, I definitely wouldn't want to do it again. I do want to apologize to anyone I did offend. So Scottsdale Police, they have another way. This is another angle they got, all right? There's a 15-year-old in the crowd.
Oh, come on.
So guess what we're going to try to tack on to this guy? Sex offender charges.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly, that's their angle.
Arizona.
Yeah, good times down there. So that could be problematic. But either way, he says it was worth it when he streaked on a Wednesday, as you said, a practice round.
A couple comments came in. Says, it's a big party. I don't know if this is true. It says, it's a big party, the Phoenix Open. That's why Tiger Woods refuses to play in Phoenix.
I've been there a few years. It's insane. I had more fun there than
I would think. Tiger Woods, based on what we know of Tiger Woods, would love to play in Phoenix.
You
and that
what?
Comes it's, in with another comment what? That you, says, best friend sent snaps of the tournament, a lot of sexy drunk bitches. That's the comment.
I will say this, too. There's a lot of famous people there. I think a lot of famous people live off season in Arizona, where they play basketball, football, baseball, a lot of baseball players. At the Bird's Nest, there were probably
keep in mind, too, like
10 to 15 MLB players
there. Well, that area, Scottsdale itself, Scottsdale has the Giants, right? But then, like, the Mariners are over in Peoria. Like, that whole area is just full of spring training places.
And there were NFL guys there. There were Hollywood types there. Like, everybody was pointing and telling, saying who was who. And, you know, like, it was just one of those things where I was like, I was amazed. And people are just mingling about, being decent. But, man, I'm telling you what, you can, they don't, and the beers there were like $3.
Really?
It's not like one of those things where they're trying to just, no, oh, God, it is a free-for-all. The entire thing is an amazing free-for-all. All right, now let's move on here. 56-year-old Nick Mitchell, he lives in northern England, and he wants to ban energy drinks, the types like Red Bull and Monster, because they almost killed him.
No, they did not. They did not. Listen to this story and tell me where the energy drinks or the manufacturers of energy drinks should be held responsible for this guy's situation.
He was pounding energy drinks while running a karaoke night at a club a while back, and he ended up overdosing on caffeine. It happened about 8 years ago, but now he's speaking out about it for whatever reason. In 6 hours, he said he drank more than 25 energy drinks and his brain started bleeding. He ended up in the hospital with a brain hemorrhage, suffered 3 mini strokes over the next week, and still has a minor speech problem because of it. Some people say he's not just an idiot, and drinking that many energy drinks goes against all common sense.
Yes!
But Nick is worried someone else might do the same thing.
No!
Especially teenagers. I don't know of anybody who could drink 25... I guess you could drink 25 beers in 6 hours.
I mean, it can be done. Most people choose not to. And look, someone might do it, but it's just based on the fact that they're as stupid as this guy. It's like eating the Tide Pods. Like, people are going to do it, but you don't need to ban it. Dumb people make dumb decisions. Right. And I don't know how an adult could drink 25 energy drinks in 6 hours and then think they need to be banned because someone's as stupid as you are.
That, right. And you're right. You're concentrating on that, right? Because now I'm doing the math, right? So how do you do it? 7 hours?
Six hours.
6 hours.
25 drinks.
25 energy drinks, which are typically bigger than a regular smaller can.
Exactly. But even if they're only a half an hour.
But aren't energy drinks more than they're always a tall
one. Yeah, a little bigger
can. They're all 16-ounce cans.
They're generally seen, yeah.
Unless you're drinking a little
Red Bull. Either way, though, I don't care how many ounces are in it. Like, I'm with you. Like, if you were trying to do that with beer, it'd be dumb. But you'd have to concentrate.
Right.
To drink that much every hour.
Every 15 minutes, he's opening and drinking a new one. That's basically how it works.
Nick's problem, though, is he's worried someone else might do the same stupid thing, especially teenagers, so he thinks all energy drinks should be banned because they're a public health hazard as bad as drugs. If you drink an entire handle of Jack Daniels, it shouldn't be banned because you almost kill yourself on alcohol poisoning.
But it's like, say, let's ban cars because some guy drove and crashed into a tree. It's like, look, things happen, man. The difference with this is, you know, a car accident is an accident. You chose to drink 25 freaking energy drinks in 6 hours, and your concern is that other people are as stupid as you are.
If you ate 20 hot dogs.
Right. I mean, like, come on.
I mean, whatever. Either way.
Ban energy drinks.
Either way.
Stupid people do
and you brought up.
We don't ban alcohol. If you drink alcohol, you could do this every night. Like, you could almost drink too much every night and die.
People drink and drive. They get in fights. They do stupid stuff, right? Alcohol. Nobody makes a better decision because of
it. I had to buy a Tide Pod. You brought up the Tide Pod challenge. I don't think we have a listener out there that's that stupid.
I would hope not.
But, here's a good thing. So I open up the Tide Pods as soon as I get them home. One of them had busted in there.
I hate that.
So
all of my
Tide Pods, like, have this shiny, Tide stuff already on them. So when I reach in, my whole hand is covered in crap.
And why is it just Tide Pods? Because I realize, so I don't use Tide Pods for laundry, right? But I realize as I'm running the dishwasher this morning, Cascade.
Use a pod, yep.
Right. They have, I guess, Cascade Pod, and they look equally delicious. But in spite of
that,
you recognize this is like this plastic bag full of chemicals. And again, this is not children eating these where you go, hey, kid, this is teenagers who goddamn well know better. If they're that stupid, I mean, this is Darwin at work.
Your Cascade pods are underneath your kitchen sink.
They are
more accessible to children than anything else. I mean, I don't know if you know anything about children. They don't know a laundry room exists until they move out. So I don't know if you've had kids or not, but they're not in that room.
They are not.
They are not in that room. And if they were, then someone would already left their wash in there and they couldn't get in even if they wanted to. But they're not consciously going into the laundry room. I don't know a kid who would, unless he's trying to pick up a pair of dirty underwear because he's out.
My daughter will not walk toward the washer and dryer for fear that I might ask her to do something. I mean, honestly, like, if she's headed toward the dryer, just the fear that I might ask her to fold something, she can make herself disappear. And so, but, like, right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the Cascade Pods, I'm looking at it this morning, like, they do look delicious, but as someone over the age of 6, I recognize that this is death.
Then we've got some news as far as what went on in Philadelphia. I'm sure you've gotten most of this in you, but there's a couple stories here that are pretty interesting about what the fans did when they lost their mind. Our question today, what did you do, and was it worth it? 844-999-OLA.
The thing is, right, so we do have a story coming out of Philadelphia, and I will say this particular
story. We've already
heard
this story before, guys. It came out of Cleveland.
Right, but it's
yeah, I
just,
know. We just talked about it.
But how is it, like, look, it's Philadelphia, they win the Super Bowl, and we all expected, like, maybe there's the, you flip over the cars, or they light stuff on fire, like all the typical dumb stuff that people do. And I won't say what it is, but right, so I'm reading today that this guy did what a Cleveland Cavaliers fan did, and I'm like, has this become the new trend? Is this, it's like Tide Pods, right?
Yeah, it's Tide Pod stuff.
Like, is this what you do now to celebrate when there's a long drought as far as the championship goes for your city? When your city finally wins something, is this the go-to move now?
Well, I did get egged on, according to him. Oh, I did it because they told me to. Our question, what did you do, and was it worth it? 844-999-OLA. We've got your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up, the Drunk and Charged Ratcast will be in the house today. 10 songs under the covers as we will sit and spin. All right, so we've got a guy who almost died from chugging 25 energy drinks. Not a smart idea, but because of that, he wants them banned. Which might seem a little excessive, being that he was completely excessive. And then we have a streaker at the Waste Management Phoenix Open who says, quote, it was worth it. And still to come, the story of a Eagle fan who celebrated the team's Super Bowl victory. Our question, what did you do and was it worth it? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Long time listener, first time caller.
All right.
Welcome to the program.
So about, I went about a year of not seeing a girl that I dated for a while, and she finally called me up with what sounded like a booty call. So I took up her on it and went over to see her. Well, when I showed up, her roommate, who was way hotter than she was there, and she had a guy with her. Well, we went out, spent some time together, and eventually I found out that the guy and her were not together. She was single. And I took her up on that and ended up staying the night with her instead. And it all was worth it because we've been married 7 years and have 2 kids.
Oh, damn.
Man, all right. So, okay, the old girlfriend, I guess she had to be cool with that, or did she? Was she not too happy about the situation?
Oh, the wrath that came from her was pretty extravagant. No, she was not happy with it.
Now, how long did the wrath last? Was it like a week? Was it a month? Was it just the one night? What?
Well, they continued to be roommates for the next 3 months as Mia and the girl dated. She continuously told me she didn't want me to be there and kind of just blew her off until she left the apartment. Left all the bills unpaid, the power and the water got shut off, and the girl moved in with me.
Okay.
What happened, like, the first night, though? Because was she calling you for a booty call?
Yeah, we all got pretty drunk. Ended up in the hot tub back at their apartment after the bar. And she could kind of tell what was going on, and the guy that had been there originally with the girl I ended up with kind of saw the opportunity that girl was now single since I wasn't with her, so he tried to make his move on her to no avail.
Ah, and, so you guys were going to be basically on a double date, and you almost did a switcheroo.
It's pretty much what it ended up like. We ended up having jack-in-the-box food thrown at us while we were in her bedroom, and it was a pretty fun night.
What food was thrown at you? I'm just curious to know what off the jack-in-the-box menu came flying your direction.
Well, while we were in a room with the lights off, the door busted open, and the girl screamed at us, I bought you guys hash browns, and chucked hash browns at us, which ended up in a cup full of water. And the next morning when we woke up, we thought someone had puked in the glass.
Yeah, because so, they had those little hash brown discs.
So how hash do you browns. Explain hash that? Browns. How do you explain to your kids, like, this is how me and your mother met. Like, look, I was getting a booty call from your mom's roommate, but your mom's a lot hotter than her roommate was, so I ended up having sex with her.
Well, maybe that story will come up when they're a little bit older.
How old are the kids?
One's 1.5, and the other one just turned 4.
And you guys still happily married?
Oh, absolutely happy, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you never know when you're going to meet the person you're going to be with. I mean, you just don't. Everybody's got a different story.
If you knew, you'd probably avoid them.
Right. And if you're going to take that kind of a risk to do it, then it's going to be worth it.
Oh, he seemed quite happy.
And she's the one taking the risk because she's the one still living with that roommate.
For 3 months.
For her, she's the one who's got to gamble at that time. Like, is this worth it? First of all, I would not spend the majority of my time at that apartment given this relationship.
Correct. Right. That's my first thought. Right.
Most games would be played in my home stadium. And that way I wouldn't get delicious...
hash browns thrown at
you. You know what I mean? Jack in the box thrown in my head. But that to me seems... That would be the only thing that I'd say in hindsight, looking back. Like, maybe it wasn't good to throw this in that other person's face and to be in that apartment knowing situationally what the deal was. Because it kind of ends up being that way.
Yeah.
Right, but...
I mean,
I know, but he has like the trump card. He's like, and we got married, and we've been married for 7 years.
Right. I mean, it's not like, saying they're not right. It's just like at the time when it's going down, you don't know they're
right.
Have
you don't
kids
know.
We should, well, I should have asked him. Is what like as you're saying that right now? Like, was this as random as one night you went over there? Was this like every time you went to see the ex, you guys were flirting?
Who knows?
I think. I mean, you know what I mean? The gist I got out of this, he went over that one night, they hook up, and then every time he went there after that, specifically to be with this chick. You know, and yeah. I'm sure having the sex, making coitus.
Mm-hmm. I'm just with Miles. Like, that's a great story for those two. Right. Obviously, like, I don't know. We've all hooked up with somebody when you're drunk or whatever.
Sure.
And then we're like, all right. But, like, you're going to make it work, and you still had to show up and pick her up.
Who
like,
is the...
You, like, they, it's something... That sex must be magical. Something happened.
There's a Sports Illustrated article a number of years ago, and this goes back to the 70s, the swinging 70s and all that. Was it two guys for the Yankees or the Mets? Or do you remember who
yeah,
was?
Yeah, I know the story. I can't remember the specifics.
So they were two couples that really enjoyed spending time together, doing things together, socially, all right. And all that. And it was the swinging 70s. And at one point in time on the road, these two guys like, you know what? Why don't we just... split up our wives for a while, you know what I mean? And go out and just kind of change things up. I like your wife,
honey,
you like my wife.
Yeah. Me and my buddy decided that we're going to switch up. So you're going to sleep with him tonight. You right. Cool?
And I think they were both cool. All parties involved were cool with this. It turns out, though, that the one couple really was a true couple as far as they're still married to this day. They have kids, they have grandchildren and all that. And then the other relationship, like, fizzled out after, like, 3 months. So they decided to swap wives.
I mean, it works. I know a girl that was a swinger and is now married to a dude she swung with.
That's what I mean.
I also know swingers that have some of the nicest, best marriages in the world.
Sure.
They're just swingers.
Because the next best option hasn't come along yet. That would be the way I would look at
you
that.
You try to convince that to them.
I know, but that would, I mean, that's just me. That's speaking for myself. That would be the way that I would think about
sure.
that. I mean, honestly, well... What did you do, and was it worth it? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.